The amazing artist Thando L. Ngcobo joining me live in studio. She hails all the way from Empangeni in the beautiful village called KwaDlangweswa, which is nestled in the amazing province of KwaZulu-Natal in the beautiful country of South Africa. This amazing songstress has performed in various events, you know, such as Just Division events. She's performed alongside Benjamin Dube, and she has also taken part in many other gospel shows. She is here with me this afternoon to share in on her personal journey with us and what exactly inspired her to pursue a career as a gospel recording artist. A very good afternoon to you, Sis Thando. Welcome to the Benny Bush. Welcome to Africa USA Radio. Thank you for making yourself available to be with us today. You are no stranger, right, to Africa USA Radio. You are part of the family. We had an interview earlier during the year, which was just fantastic. It was awesome, but I thought it is just befitting for us to catch up with you again to see what you have been up to. But before I do that, there are probably some listeners who might be wondering, wow, that was an amazing song. Who is this amazing artist? Won't you just take us through as to who exactly is Thando L. Ngcobo?
Well, Thando L. is a South African worshipper and a gospel musician. I'm a songwriter, also a CEO of Tally Records, which is a new recording company. I'm also a founder of Princess Back to Your Throne organization, which deals with equipping and empowering women in different spheres of life. I'm married and blessed with two daughters. That's Thando L.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sis Thando, what actually then inspired you, or who inspired you to pursue a career as a recording gospel artist? Where did that all begin?
Well, it all began at church in my hometown, Empangeni, where I was born. While I was young, very, very young and innocent, you know that time in Sunday school where everyone must be in a choir, whether you like it or not, whether you can sing or you can sing, whether you can only talk and can sing, it doesn't matter. You will just be taken into a choir to join a choir. That's where it started. And then as I continue singing from Sunday school, teenagers and youth, my gift was identified by the elders and some people at church. Mm-hmm. And I was also, as I was growing up in music, I was also discovering myself. I remember the thing that I didn't know about me is that I can also write songs. I was at high school. I started hearing songs from the spirit. Sometimes I would dream singing an unknown song. That's when I discovered that, no man, I can also write songs. I have this gift of writing songs. Then I started writing songs on my diary while other kids were writing their daily life experiences. I was busy writing my songs that I'm hearing from the spirit. I remember the first song that I wrote it. It says, "Create in me, Lord, a good heart and a clean spirit." It was taken from the Psalms 51 verse 10.
So
then, yes. Then I also, my mother was a worshipper. I think I also took everything from her. And I used to listen to Shelly Caesar a lot and Juanita Bainham.
This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
The amazing artist Thando L. Ngcobo, how are you able to strike that delicate balance, you know, between your personal life and as a working mom, and of course your music career, because you are wearing many, many hats?
It's just easy. You make time for something. When you want to pursue something, when you want to achieve a certain goal, you just make time. and make sure that at that time you are able to do what you wanted to do. So if you allocate time for yourself every day, you have that time that you put for something that at this time I'll be doing this at this time, and be faithful. But at that allocated time, then you are able to do everything that you want to do.
That is so true.
Time management, yes.
Time management, yes.
Exactly.
That is so true, Sistando. You've hit the nail on the head. Let's speak about, music and what it is today. I mean, everything is now done online. You and I are having a conversation, on our radio station, which is also an app and it's downloadable. For you, Sistando, personally, how do you reckon gospel music has changed over the years, considering the internet and technology? Has that affected you?
Oh yes, it has. It has changed a lot, because, but in a positive way for me, because I think it is more advanced. As a musician, I can just perform for my fans around the world through live streaming, and they can also download those streamings easily.
Yes.
And also that I can record albums and release them on digital distribution and streaming platforms. And then that will also cost and less. Especially because now we are realizing that lockdown is possible. Lockdown from nowhere is possible. So I think it has changed, but in a positive way, for a good way for the musician.
Yes. You know, you've said it so beautifully, Sistando. It has actually enabled a lot of our very talented, very anointed, musical artists from South Africa to be able to minister to the hearts of many, many nations across the globe. And yes, you are doing a fantastic job. We really do thank God for you and that which He has laid in your heart. And what I wanted to find out also, I want to speak a bit before I play the amazing song. Oh, I love that song. Actually, I love all your songs. I got you, Lakey. That speaks to me personally.
Wow.
I want to speak about it. Akatuleki is a very, very powerful song. Won't you just take us through how was your experience working on that particular song?
The song, Akatuleki song.
That one, yes. How was it for you working? I mean, Akatuleki, it means, He's a God that never fails. How was it like, putting that song together?
Well, this song, I wrote it during the lockdown. When the pandemic started kicking in, I was in the middle of recording my album. Then we have to stop everything because of pandemic.
That's right.
Yes. Then when I was at home, we were all frustrated. We were all emotionally drained. We were very cross because of what was happening. We all were in a situation where we don't know what is happening around the world. So this song was dropped in my spirit, I think, by God as an answer, I may say, because I believe God was reminding us that before COVID-19, there was TB, there was malaria, there was HIV, there was Ebola, and many, many diseases, which were very scary in their first appearance. But God came through and He took control. He didn't fail us.
Therefore,
He won't start failing us now. Hence, this album is titled Akahluleki, because it means God never fails. Because it was speaking direct to the situation at hand. It was speaking to the season that we are going through. Yes.
That is so powerful. And, you know, to our listeners, won't you just take those words of encouragement? You know, akahluleki, you know, you said it so beautifully, Asisthando, we still serve a God who doesn't fail, whether or not we are faced with a pandemic. He is still a God who does not fail. I just want to play the amazing song that I'm raving and ranting about. By Asisthando. Akahluleki, he is a God who never fails.
Africa. USARadio.com. This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
a beautiful song, so healing and just so comforting. Akahluleki by the beautiful songstress Thando L. Ngcobo. I trust you are blessed by that amazing song and just truly encouraged to know that we serve a God who doesn't fail. Our God just simply doesn't know how to fail. Sis Thando, what a beautiful song, hey? Agathulekis, and so true, so profound.
Amen.
Amen. I want to speak to you about the exciting upcoming live recording that you have scheduled for the 15th of December 2021. About this song, right? You are going to be recording live this amazing song we just enjoyed now, Agathuleki, with the hitmaker and gospel sensation Lebus Hobela. And I understand, Sis Thando, that this is your second live recording, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what can your fans like myself and everybody else expect from this recording compared to the first one that you've had?
For my fans, this time they must not expect just a show.
Mm-hmm.
But they must expect, I am inviting them into the river of life, the river that flows from the land of eternal life.
It's powerful.
Where they can drink freely. I am inviting them into the presence of the Lord. I am inviting them where there will be the pool of many miracles that will happen, because I believe and I pray that God be in our midst in a mighty way.
Mm.
I believe that anyone who came there expecting a miracle will receive that miracle, not just to come and watch a show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm,
I am promising them the presence of God.
Mm. You're reminding me of your other song, which had also love. There is a move of God. Yes, there will be a move of God at that live recording. And oh my gosh, I wish I was gonna make it there. I really wish I was gonna be attending.
I pray that you come.
Oh my goodness, I feel like I have to make a plan. I have to be there. I want to be a part of what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I believe it's going to be absolutely glorious and absolutely spectacular. Won't you take us through the details, Sis Thando? Where is it taking place and at what time?
The show will be in Durban,
mm-hmm.
In the roof level.
Mm-hmm.
The venue is the roof level,
mm-hmm.
Number 369 Walker's Lane, Grayville, Durban Station.
Fantastic.
In a church that is the church is All Nation Durban Church.
All Nation,
yeah.
In Durban, in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. I would really like to encourage you, if you are listening to us right now, I would advise you to just make sure that you make preparations and actually go and join in and, go and support Usis Thando and Usis Lebo as they minister into our hearts in this once-in-a-lifetime, absolutely spectacular live recording. And Usis Thando, well, we wish you obviously nothing but the best on that, but I know that it's going to be absolutely amazing. To someone who is listening right now, how can one get a hold of your music?
They can go to my YouTube and iTunes Store, mm-hmm. Amazon, Spotify, MediaNet, mm-hmm. and Deezer, and many more.
What actually inspired you, Sis Thando, to want to feature Sis Lebo? I think you make a dynamic duo. You two are absolutely on fire. What inspired you to want to collaborate with her?
I think I have a sharp spiritual ear.
Mm.
I listen attentively to gospel, to many gospel artists. I think the thing that is different about her is that Lebo sings from the throne, if I may say.
Mm.
She sings her journey with God.
Mm, powerful.
She sings life experience.
Mm.
And her voice is anointed and endorsed to heal and transform lives.
Mm.
to her, it's not about fame. That's the thing I like about her. And that is the kind of musician that I always dream and always wish to rub shoulders with.
Yeah. Powerful. Sis Thando, before I let you go, I wish we could talk and talk and talk. before I let you go, what would you like to say to your fans? What word of encouragement do you have in your heart that you would like to share with the rest of our brothers and sisters across the globe?
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11, the Bible says, "The race is not to the swift, no bread to the wise, no riches to men of understanding, no favor to men of skill. But time and chance happened to them all." To my friends, I just want to tell you that never ever give up in life. Your time, your chance will come. A chance, when God give you a chance has no age. A chance has no limitation. A chance has no boundary. When it's your chance, it's your chance. No matter what is in your way, nothing can stop a chance that is opened by God. So just rest in the Lord and wait upon Him. Your chance is coming.
Amen.
And that, good people, we are talking live recording.
Yes.
Your support of some sort will be highly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
If it is possible for you to be in Durban, just buy your ticket and come down to Durban. Sacrificing for God is not a loss. It's not also a waste. If you can just be in Durban, be in Durban. If you can't, your prayers will be appreciated. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sis Thando. It's always such a privilege to be chatting to you. And as you know, and you are part of Africa USA Radio, we are railing behind you. You will be in our prayers. I'm sure, you know, yes, there will be a lot of support. And I would really like to encourage, you know, our listeners, especially those who are around Durban or in the neighboring provinces, to make your way there. God is doing amazing, amazing things in the time that we live in. And this is one of those platforms he's using to reach his children. Again, Sis Thando, thank you so much. I will be reading behind you. We will be praying for you. And thank you for being with us this afternoon. And all the best on the show. I will be watching. If I'm not there in person, you can bet I will definitely be watching the rest of us here at Africa USA Radio. Thank you so much. And may God bless you, Sis Thando.
Thank you so much. It's been a blessing and an honor to chat with you today. Thank you. Blessings.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sis Thando.
Hi, good people. I'm Nicholas Patrushev from Otsuran, Western Cape, South Africa. You're listening to The Burning Bush with Lady Tabang on AfricaUSA.com.
Kaya Beat. This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.